This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you very much to the illustrious Alex Guest for swinging by, talking a little high school and college football with us. Remember the Saturday morning scramble with Alex and Cole Bryson will start this Saturday morning right here on the Fan Upstate.
8 to 10.
Bright and early.
8 to 10, by the way. Saturday morning's 8 to 10.
It needs to be earlier than that.
No. And following NASCAR.
Hell yeah.
From 7:30 to 8.
Hell yeah.
And then you got Saturday morning scramble.
Hell yeah.
Throughout high school and into the playoffs usually. So yeah.
NASCAR followed by high school football.
There is no show that has more high school coaches than the Saturday morning scramble.
Oh, no, not at all.
And you know, these guys are out there working hard the night before talking about the football coaches, but they're willing to jump on there with Cole and Alex every Saturday morning. So if you're a high school football fan, you need to listen.
You absolutely do. If you are a high school football dude or dudette, whether you just
even if you're not, if you just moved to the area and you're like, okay, I need to learn something about the high schools. I got a kid who's going to be going to high school pretty soon. I want to know who they're playing and things like that. You get an idea just by listening to that show.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There is no better way to keep caught up and with a pair of moderately talented guests.
We just watched Alex just drop some knowledge, man. I mean, no notes, just jumping in there.
Yeah, that's it. Fantastic job. Appreciate Alex Guest for coming by. All right, I have asked the question, and we shan't linger on it, at least on my end, but we will linger on your answers. Paycheck on the line. One of yours, not one of mine. Paycheck on the line. At the end of the year, who will have had the better season between Cade Klubnik and Lenora Sellers? Now, Rob Brown believes that both of them are going to have very good seasons. Rob Brown has taken out a Heisman Trophy winner future on both quarterbacks out of South Carolina. If either one of them wins the Heisman, Rob Brown is purchasing himself a very nice and very expensive bottle of bourbon in celebration for the Heisman Trophy coming to the Palmetto State. I will be quite excited for whichever fan base gets to add a Heisman Trophy to it, if that is indeed what happens. Here's the other thing I was thinking about. We broke down earlier. Subscribe.
All right, just really quick. WWE official Charles Robinson has been in the hospital.
Not Lil' Nate.
because he got bit by a bat.
That is just, that's just the most Lil Nate story I've ever heard. Rabies is no joke. You ever heard what happens to you if you get rabies?
Yeah,
it's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, it's not.
If you get bit and are not diagnosed and treated for rabies immediately, it has like a 99.9% fatality rate, and it is horrifying.
All right, and I quote, a great way to start the morning, 2 a.m., and got bit by a bat. That's right, a bat. 4 hours later in the ER and six shots.
Yeah. If you get bit by a bat, you will be treated as if you have rabies, because if you do not and you do get rabies, you're dead. Not kinda, not maybe, not you got a puncher. No. If you get it, you're dead.
Yeah, public service announcement. Stay away from bats.
I mean, the problem isn't staying away from the bats. The problem is the bats staying away from you.
Yeah, on particularly bug days, when you see all the bugs are out, you're going to see more bats out. And that was always a concern for me getting to and from the house. So, yeah.
Don't get bit by a bat. Good luck, Lil Nate. Pulling for you, buddy. Best ref seller of all time.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
I just want to say it's really going to be hard to tell who's going to have the if I were to bet my meager paycheck, I guess I got to go with Cade. Just because he is, the sample size is bigger, and I believe he's improved year after year. He's no longer handing the ball off. If he was just doing that, he would still be very efficient because he was really good at handing the ball off. But Lenoris had a good year.
Norris had a very good year.
Yeah, but that was like his first year starting. So what's he going to do this year? I don't know. The sophomore slump is a thing. I hope it's not for South Carolina because things are looking up. It's a pretty good ranking for whatever it's worth, preseason ranking. But Clemson, as Alex pointed out last hour, has the easier schedule. So Cade has the better opportunity. But if they end up with equal records and they're both winning records, Lenoris would get the edge because of playing in the SEC and playing those defenses.
I agree. And I do believe that, and I've said this a few times, I very much do believe that both of these teams, and I think this is true of, I'm going to say most of the contenders, not all, but most of the contenders, with a couple of rare exceptions. Most of the contenders will achieve whatever they achieve as a direct result of the quarterback living up to whatever the quarterback lives up to, right? If we are talking about Lenoris Sellers, if Lenoris Sellers is what I have called him, or at least believe he has the potential to be, which is South Carolina's Cam Newton, that guy that kind of comes out of nowhere, is to some degree expected to be good, but ends up being fantastic. I mean, good, like great. Then yeah, South Carolina can be a playoff team. It's going to be a tough slog. We've said it 10,000 times. We'll say it 10,000 more. Back 7 weeks of the schedule for South Carolina is, I think, the toughest back 7 weeks of any team in college football. And Lenoris Sellers is going to be saddled with taking down not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six preseason. We'll see. I mean, one of the things that will have to happen for South Carolina, I think, to have a shot at, I've said a few times, I think 10-2 in the SEC gets you in the playoff. I really do. I think 10-2 in the playoff, 10-2 out of the Southeastern Conference, I think you're in the playoff. In fact, I think that this year, maybe even more than the last couple of years, there is the likelihood of much wailing and gnashing of teeth at the end of the season. Because I think it is possible that we could see a couple of 9-3 Southeastern Conference teams that might jump a couple of 10-2 other conference teams. Certainly the Pac, the Big 12. I would say potentially the ACC, even though I am making the argument, and I will, you know, we'll see if I'm right or wrong about it. I think the ACC is better than they're getting credit for this year. Not to say that they're great, but I think they're better than they're getting credit for. I think that 10-2 in the SEC, I'm not going to say guarantees you a playoff spot, But I think it's got you very squarely in that conversation. 10-2 with South Carolina's schedule is tough.
One more win last year, they would have been in, right?
One more win last year, they'd have got in. This is why South Carolina fans, and they take heat for the internet, I will rush to the defense for what it is worth. This is why that loss to LSU, a game in which, yes, and I try my best not to be this way, but sometimes it is what it is. This is why, in my opinion, the highway robbery that was the LSU game, and I'm not even talking about the injury to Lenora Sellers that kept him out of the second half of that game. I am talking about just the calls down the stretch, primarily the one that took a pick six that ended the game off the board and gave LSU another opportunity to score and win the thing. This is why that is a massive sticking point to South Carolina fans. You know, we played the comedy guy, the comedian last week, who is ranking the most obnoxious SEC fan bases, and he had South Carolina number 9. And as one of his complaints for South Carolina being the night, which, by the way, I don't know if I'm like more proud if I'm a South Carolina fan. I don't know if I'm more proud or insulted of being number 9 in the most obnoxious fan base. But one of the complaints was, oh, you know, South Carolina fans always gripe about, oh, the refs stole it from us. No, but when they do, they do. And in that game, they did. One more gets them in. But I would also make the argument that when you go back and you look at last year's schedule versus this year, and again, this is a take that is relevant and prevalent in the preseason. It may not feel the same way at the end of the year. But Guy Mike texted the show earlier and said, Rob Brown, lunch bet, LSU's 8-4. Well, guess what? If LSU is 8-4, I think there's a very good chance that South Carolina's one of those four, and maybe that game that we look at as a preseason, really tough, high emotional game, maybe it's not what we think it's going to be. Now, again, the media very high on LSU coming into this year, and I think a lot of it has to do with the pressure on Brian Kelly. A lot of it has to do with who they believe is going to be a Heisman finalist in Garrett Nussmeier. We'll find out, but maybe they're down a peg. Maybe people are overestimating Brett Venables and Oklahoma. Again, went and got himself an offensive coordinator, is allegedly turning over the reins and saying, I'm done with trying to be involved with the offense. I'm going to Nick Saban this thing and hand the headset over to somebody who is an offensive coordinator. But maybe they're not those guys. Maybe John Mateer is a little bit overrated. Maybe John Mateer gets caught up in a gambling probe investigation ongoing by OU. Maybe he can't play. Maybe some things go sideways for Oklahoma and a team that we are looking at as a reason that South Carolina's back seven is the toughest back seven in college football this year. Maybe they fall just a bit. Maybe. Maybe you look at Texas A&M. Again, a team that a lot of people are very high on. I am, for the record, one of them. Are they a cult? Yeah, no, they definitely are. But Mike Elko's a hell of a football coach, and the boys at A&M are bought in. They're also well compensated for their effort. And then you got Alabama. I think Alabama is a genuine national championship contender this year. Some people don't. Lonzo's one of them. If they're not, like maybe South Carolina catches some breaks, and between preseason number 9 LSU, number 18 Oklahoma, number 8 Alabama, number 21 Ole Miss, number 19 Texas A&M, and number 4 Clemson, maybe 2-3 of those teams don't live up to their preseason ranking. And if that's the case, maybe you find your way in. But regardless of all of that, the reality of this situation, in my ever so humble opinion, is much like Cam at Auburn, much like Tebow at Florida, much like Jameis at Florida State, there are just some teams that end up with a generational quarterback who is able to carry them past what the rest of the team would be capable of. And again, quarterback wins and losses are not a quarterback stat. But the flip side of that argument from me is one guy cannot win you a game. One guy can damn sure lose you one. And so the question mark is, do either one of these guys end up being the reason that these two teams don't win a game they're expected to win? A game. This is the drawback. The benefit for Clemson is the schedule is exponentially, even if I'm right about all the other teams in the ACC, and even if I'm spot on accurate about the ACC being better than it's given credit for being. Georgia Tech, North Carolina, SMU, Duke, FSU, Louisville, South Carolina. That's the schedule. It ain't a nobody, right? I've already made the argument. Clemson's got a tougher schedule than Penn State does ahead of them. That's just an objective truth, an objective reality. But
do they, though?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Because Clemson plays in the ACC and the Penn State plays in the Big Ten. So, mm-hmm. No, I disagree with you.
Clemson has, much like the Big Ten itself, they catch the two other heavy hitters. And I will acknowledge I do not agree with them.
Clemson has bookends.
Clemson has bookends against LSU and South Carolina. I am willing to say, not willing to say, it is an objective truth that the two best teams that Penn State has to play this year, Ohio State and Oregon in the regular season, are two better teams, likely, than anybody Clemson has on the schedule. No disrespect, South Carolina. I include you. And I include LSU, though a lot of people believe that LSU is a legitimate A-tier contender this year. I'm not there yet. But I would say it is at least comparable. And then I look at the rest of the schedule. What else are you leaning on if you're Penn State to boost the strength of schedule there? Michigan State? Nah. But I've made the argument about a Georgia Tech team that took Georgia to 8 overtimes last year.
You were just talking about how good Iowa is. So
no, what I said was Iowa's got some dogs on the defensive line.
They've got India. If they got India, that would be amazing. They've got Indiana and they've got Iowa, both good, solid teams.
You all know how much of an Indiana / Kurt Cignetti guy
Indiana and Iowa
I am.
Better than everybody in the ACC except for probably Clemson.
Indiana is not better than SMU.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty
last year's
easy,
Indiana, maybe.
Yeah.
Last year's, not this year's. Different year.
Oregon, same way, but you already mentioned Oregon. So, yeah, I just, no way.
I've already given you
Clemson, we got a hard start. We got a hard ending. Everything else in between is cake. Clemson is the ACC.
All right, so UNC with Belichick's going to suck.
Didn't say they would suck. I also didn't say that Clemson would beat them. I mean, would lose to them. Clemson has a good shot of going undefeated or at least only having two losses.
Subjectively speaking, from my own opinion, Clemson has a harder schedule than Penn State.
Penn State has a harder schedule, so it's going to be more difficult for them to do what Clemson's going to be able to do.
Hard disagree from me. We'll come back on that later.
ACC is weak. It is. And you keep trying to compare the ACC to Big Ten. The Big Ten's won the national championship the last 2 years.
Because you are top heavy.
ACC ain't
got it. It's the same three teams over and over.
Which the ACC is the same one team.
I agree.
I mean, you throw SMU in there now, but that's what they did last year. We'll see what they do this year. But classically historically, in the last decade or so, it's just been Clemson.
I don't disagree. But I'm not asking you to evaluate the Big Ten versus the 2020 ACC. I'm asking you to evaluate the 2025
ACC. You're right.
ACC.
The Big Ten this year is probably even more far above than the ACC. Than they have been in years past.
Eloquent answer from me. Nah.
We'll see.
We will. This is the fun part about hashtag talking season.
What are we going to see soon?
We have got a few more things that I want to get to as we wrap up the show. Lonzo and I are out tomorrow and Friday. Find a little vacay before we head to football season. Next week, y'all, starts football season. Next Saturday. We got college football on the docket. 5 games on that Saturday. A little appetizer, a little warm-up. We'll get you set up for that next week. So, when we come back, a few stories that I want to get to before we call it a day from the other sports. But I will keep taking your answers. Dewey texted the show. I said, quote, I think both Cade and Sellers poop the bed and underperform. We'll see. We will get to your answers.
Come on, Dewey. You just decided to go all the way negative.
Paycheck on the line at the end of this season. Who will we say had the more successful season, Lenore Sellers or Cade Klubnik? Send your answer right now to the Hub City Spartan Burger text line at 844-326-3663. We will read them when we come back. But a few more sports stories from other non-footballing sports that we haven't gotten to this week. We'll hit those when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So we have talked a metric buttload of football so far this morning. Actually, I'm relatively sure, with the exception of the opening segment of the show, where I briefly talked about the issues moving forward, that while many Atlanta Braves fans are, I think, accepting finally that this year is, tragic. That they've accepted it and gone, okay, it's a bust year. Get some experience for the young guys. Figure out what went wrong with the vets that are coming back. And let's be prepared to move on. Let's find the right guy and be prepared to move on to whoever takes the manager spot next year. Great, awesome, fantastic. I think the thing that is getting overlooked, though, is the situations that you're finding yourself in by being tragic and unmotivated this year could end up having very drastic long-term impacts on the guys that are currently on the roster moving forward. If you missed that segment, it was the opening segment of the show. You can go back and listen to thefanupstate.com on demand sometime later. But stick with me now, because there are some other sports stories that I would like to get to here this morning. One of them takes me to the world of NASCAR for just a few minutes. Now, if you have followed the show for any length of time, you know that I am a NASCAR guy. I like the sport of NASCAR. A couple of weekends ago, my better half helped me arrive at a realization that I had not had. We were at the house. It was Sunday, and it was yard work day. Now she loves to cut the grass. She loves to cut the grass. It's her zen. It's her meditation to get out there on the rotting lawnmower, pop the headset on, and cut the grass. It's soothing.
It is very soothing. It's relaxing. It's definitely time away from everything else, and it's just you, your tunes, and the mower.
Not my thing. Her thing, it works out great. No yard work is my thing, but I also recognize because I'm an adult, it has to be done. So ordinarily...
And you used to have people to do that when you lived on the golf course.
No, I did not.
Keep things manicured.
No, I did not. My father at one point very, very boldly looked me in the face when I said, why don't you have somebody else cut the grass? And said, why do you think I had you? No, I did the yard work growing up. Not only did I...
Which, by the way, is why I do less yard work now, because I... empty nest.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Little brother somehow... I'm going to sell him out here since he's not in the chat. Little brother, who, by the way, loved playing baseball and soccer growing up, somehow miraculously developed a grass allergy on yard work Sundays in the Brown family household back in the day. I don't know how that worked out. Phenomenal soccer player. Grass allergies on yard day. It's incredible how that works. It's only cut grass, though. If you cut the grass, he gets the allergy. You don't cut the grass, he's fine. I don't know how that worked out. Anyway, that's her zen. So she says, hey, yard work Sunday, can you go ahead and get the weed whacking done? Because that's my job. I weed whack the garden. I built the patio. You got to weed whack around that, whatever. Cool, yep, no problem. I said, yep, but give me like an hour because I am going to check in on the NASCAR race for just a few minutes. And she said, you're going to check in on the NASCAR race. You haven't been watching NASCAR this year. And I came to the realization that she's actually correct. As a NASCAR guy, I haven't watched a lot of races this year.
Why didn't you say, it's called a DVR, buddy. Get yourself out here and cut the...
Because I married, fortunately, I married a unicorn who understood, as many women in my past have not, that when I say I'm watching sports, yes, it is a thing I love to do, but also it is my job. And she's accepting of that. We've come to the compromise in matrimony of it is cool for me to say not right this second I'm going to watch the sport, provided I give her a time that thing is going to get done. So if I say I'm going to watch the NASCAR race, I say, but in an hour and a half, 2 hours, I'll go outside and weed whack. And as long as I do that, she's fine with it. So
you're not going to, you learned a lot in that hour that you watched. I mean, they're just all go around circle. You could have come back at the, and watched like the last 10 laps. And pretty much if there were no cautions or anything like that, you've pretty much seen the race.
Not only is that entirely inaccurate and incorrect, but if you feel that way, this segment's not for you. Okay? It's just not.
I already knew that.
Fair enough. So, I checked in, and I was watching, it was the Iowa Corn, 350 or whatever it was. Not a short track, not a Bristol, not a Martinsville, but not a big 2.5 miler either. So I tuned in, and as I was watching the race, I found myself, after she called me out, and I recognized that she's absolutely correct, I have not watched nearly as much NASCAR this year as I normally and ordinarily do. Ordinarily, I try to go to at least one race a year, and that's probably still going to happen when they run the Roval up in Charlotte. I'll go to that race, but, you know, I was going to go to Atlanta this year. I didn't do it. I was going to go to the spring race in Darlington this year. I didn't do it. And not only did I not go to Darlington, but I was actually going to go with buddy of the show, Doug Irwin, of the Greenville Triumph. And he texted me the week of the Darlington spring race, and he said, yo, are we still on for Darlington? And I went, gonna keep it a buck with you, bud. I haven't even really been paying attention. I forgot it was this weekend. I've got plans. I'm out. And he said, cool, that's why I was texting you. So am I. We'll hit the next one. Point is, I kind of checked out of NASCAR. And I really started asking myself at that point in time, why? Why have I checked out of a sport that I have thoroughly liked, I would dare say maybe loved, since 2007, 2006, somewhere in that range? Well, Kyle Busch has a thought. The 40-year-old NASCAR all-star says that he believes that right now NASCAR is battling a, quote, culture problem, end quote. Here's what he told Jeff Gluck of The Athletic, quote, "That's a tough one. I think it's a culture problem, and I say that in regard to the world culture. In the 80s and 90s, you had a bunch of hot rod guys who were cool with souping up their 1970s, 80s street rods. A lot of those guys are aged out. I just think the problem we're running into is there's not a lot of race fans anymore. People would always bring their kids to the track, but now there are just so many other things people can do otherwise. Going to the lake, taking your kids to a bounce house. No offense, but we just stood outside, right? It's 90-something degrees outside. Who wants to sit in metal bleachers under the sun for 3 hours. If you're out there, God bless you. More power to you. I appreciate that. We need to do more for those people who are here and give us their time and money, but you're not going to find me out there," end quote. Now, I don't think that what Kyle Busch said there is unfair. I also don't think that it is the primary portion of the problem. I have said before, I have a long-standing philosophy. If someone is not into a sport, the best way to get them into the sport is to take them to the sport. It is to bring them to the sport. It is to take them to an event, and don't just let them watch it, but let them ask questions and answer them succinctly, concisely, and correctly. I have never taken a newbie, a rookie, to a NASCAR race and not walked away with a new NASCAR fan. Because if you have the mentality, as some people do, of, well, it's just cars going fast and turning left a bunch, you don't really know what happens in the sport of NASCAR. But if you go watch a race, and I am not claiming to be a car guy. I'm not. I wish I was. I'd probably be more into NASCAR if I was. What I am saying is, I know more about the sport than that. I know enough about the sport that I can go, I can answer most questions, and if I can't, I know where to go look to find said answers. The problem is, I don't think NASCAR does a heck of a lot to make that a reality. Because I don't really have a hard time getting people who go, eh, not a big hockey guy, to come to a Swamp Rabbits game and feel the vibes. I don't really have a hard time when somebody says, hey, I'm not really a soccer guy, to go with me to a Triumph game or up to Charlotte FC or over to Atlanta for Atlanta United and to feel the vibe and get it. I have a really tough time, and historically have, talking people into going to NASCAR races to feel the gas, to feel the vibe. It's tough to do. And I think a chunk of that reason is twofold. Number one, NASCAR doesn't do anything to advertise to not fans or to very casual fans, right? Or fans who aren't really fans, but they have a husband or wife or brother or son or uncle or aunt who is a fan. They don't really do a lot to advertise to those people. In fact, if you go back and you look at the last couple of in-season advertising campaigns for NASCAR, the overwhelming majority of them are basically, these guys go fast. It's like, yeah, that's the sport. I would hope that they do. There's just no advertising to the casual fans to get them interested enough to come out to a race and to get a feel. Because NASCAR is much like hockey. The experience on TV is infinitely different than the experience that is in person. The second problem I think NASCAR has is that with the next-gen cars that they're racing, they're just not as exciting as the old stock cars used to be. How do I know that? Kevin Harvick pointed it out on his podcast the other day. At the last race out, an ARCA car. ARCA is the fourth division, owned by NASCAR, by the way. ARCA is the fourth division of professional racing. An ARCA car qualified with a faster speed than a NASCAR stock car, than a Cup Series car. They have taken, and I get it's in the name of safety, but we've got to find a compromise. they have taken so much horsepower out of the car that you don't really feel like you're watching some of the most powerful machines on the face of the planet race anymore. And because they have crafted it in such a way that everybody's car is so gosh darn identical, it's not really racing anymore. It's just kind of cruising around in circles in a group until somebody does something dumb or somebody wins. And that's not it either. When you take the excitement out of the race by throttling down the cars as you've done, and you don't advertise why it is exciting, of course people check out. Even people who like the sport, like me. I didn't want to check out. I didn't even know I was checked out until it was pointed out to me that I was checked out. I'll be back in for the playoffs, but like, that's not good enough, is it? Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Rob Brown Show wrapping up the week. The Great One and I are out tomorrow and Friday as we will be taking our final vacation before football season hits its stride starting next Saturday. We have got college football games that matter next Saturday. So we're taking the last couple of days of vacay coming up this week. Tomorrow and Friday we'll be out. We will return on Monday. And we have a full 5 days of radio broadcasting excellence before Saturday, August 23rd, when we head to Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Oyerland for number 22, Iowa State. Number 17, Kansas State. Four games stacked throughout the rest of the day after that. Not good ones. Who cares? I'll take real football every day.
Did Ireland request that game?
I don't know what the deal is with that. Because we had Georgia Tech, Florida State last year. That was the beginning of the downfall of the Noles. They lost that game to the Rep.
But Georgia Tech, the ties to the country and everything were there. I think Notre Dame played there the year before.
Notre Dame's played there. Navy and Notre Dame have played there. Like, they've had some.
But what do these two teams have to do with Ireland?
I don't know. I got nothing for you. I'm wondering if maybe.
And will we see jerseys from those teams?
I don't know. I'm not sure how many Kansas State Wildcat fans are rolling around Dublin, Ireland. I do know it's going to be well traveled to, so we'll see. Idaho State, UNLV, Fresno State, Kansas, Sam Houston, Western Kentucky, and Stanford, Hawaii will all play that day. Then we just got to wait till Thursday. We got a slate of games on Thursday, then Friday, then Saturday, and we will be underway over in the National Football League. We have got preseason week 2 coming up this weekend. We start on Friday night with Tennessee at Atlanta, Kansas City at Seattle. Then we got a full slate of games on Saturday, a couple on Sunday, and then August 18th, Monday night. First Monday night football of the year, I guess, technically, kind of. It's preseason. Cincinnati at Washington, 1 week to go after that. And on September 4th, week 1 will arrive Thursday, September 4th, Dallas at Philly, Friday, Kansas City at the Chargers, and then Sunday, we are full tilt at 1 p.m. It's just around the corner, boys and girls. Hey, speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce. So Travis has got a lot going on right now. You know what? I'm sorry you got to take it off of what the X is going on, but it's worth it because we're going to talk about it for even an extended period of time here. Travis Kelce has a lot going on. Travis Kelce has Tay-Tay coming up on the New Heights pod. They've already started to drop some clips from them talking together. They are, and I will go on the record as saying, totes adorbs together. Taylor also dropped the name of her new album.
Promo, but her promo was hilarious.
She's genuinely funny. Like, I will say, I have had the thought a few times, maybe this is a work of a relationship. It's great for Trav. He wants to be an entertainer. It puts him on the front page of every magazine. It's great for Tay-Tay because it opens her up to a demographic that she may not have had unfiltered access to in years gone by. But after watching the two of them together, even just in the promo, I'm like, nope, they totally dig each other. It's totally adorable. That being said,
and her saying all those guys, one thing they don't want to see, all those football players, I'm paraphrasing, is me, which I just think is funny. So she's aware of people complaining about her visibility.
You can say many things and call Taylor Swift many things. The one thing you can't call her is unaware. She's very aware of every little thing about her. That's why she's a billionaire. Now, with that being said, that's not the interesting part about this. The interesting part about this is that yesterday, as Travis Kelce was featured on the front page of, I believe it was GQ. He's got a whole article about him in GQ. And in the article, interestingly enough, which features
like,
Travis.
Like you don't read GQ. I mean, come on.
I absolutely used to have GQ.
You're GQ's demo. So.
I used to absolutely have GQ. And Maxim. Used to be a huge Maxim guy. I haven't had a magazine subscription in a long time. Some of the pictures coming out of Travis, I assume, are very fashion forward, and I am not here to judge, but some of them also look absolutely beyond ridiculous. Cool. Great. If I look like that guy, I'd never have a shirt on.
Really?
I'm not judging.
You were saying this. So how ridiculous would it have to be before Rob Brown is like, oh, no, I wouldn't wear that?
I mean, kind of. But like, I would say half the photos of Travis, I'd be like, nah, come on, guys. Come on. Come on, can't you just like put me in a suit?
He might see your sparkly jacket and go, yeah.
Absolutely. Different strokes, different folks. No issue. Like, do your thing. And again, I clearly am not I like to joke that I'm fashion forward. I'm not. Joe Burrow showed up to the Paris Fashion Awards a couple of years ago in a regular suit and tie, except for it didn't have a back on it. It was like a backless suit and tie. And I looked at that and I was like, what the hell is that? What, Joe? What are we doing here? So I acknowledge. I don't I don't get fashion. I can pull together an outfit as long as that outfit involves like a polo shirt and matching pants and shoes. Maybe some colored glasses. Like, that's about the extent of it. But that's not even the story. The story here is Travis Kelce, who we all know that he kind of got onto the radar a number of years ago by hosting a reality show where he found a girlfriend. We all know that Travis Kelce has begun to make his way into TV shows and movies. He was a central portion of Happy Gilmore 2, which dropped on Netflix a little while ago. We all know that Trav and Jason have taken their podcast to become the biggest podcast hosted by former athletes, or I guess current athletes, in the entire game. Cool, 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 cool. Good with all of that. Travis Kelce also in that interview acknowledged that his efforts, work, whatever you want to call it, to be an entertainer, he firmly believes, have taken away from his performance and success on the football field itself. I have but one question, and that is great one. Especially coming off of not just a Super Bowl loss, but a Super Bowl loss in which the Chiefs got drummed and Travis Kelce was largely non-existent in that game. How do you feel about that?
First of all, not entirely Travis Kelce's fault.
No, not at all.
The line was horrible.
Yep.
And so Mahomes didn't have time to throw the ball. If you don't have time to throw the ball, he's not going to have a great game because there's no balls coming his way. As far as that goes, I think the entire team from interviews seem to have an edge. They're upset, they're angry, they're hungry. And so him saying this does not surprise me. Whatever you need to get that edge back, to get back to the Super Bowl and win it, I'm all for it.
Yeah, but like that's now that you were in the Super Bowl. And he just acknowledged that like I haven't been me because I've been off trying to become a superstar, which again, if anybody gets that, it's me. I promise. I understand. What I'm saying is if I roll up into a place of business and the guy comes out and he sucks at his job and he goes, sorry, bud, I was just trying to get my podcast posted. I'm a be hated. I got to say, I love Travis Kelce. I love Trav and Tay-Tay.
I think it's more about the traveling he did and movies and stuff more so than the podcast. The podcast, he does it from wherever he is.
Sure.
It's not like he has to go to Philadelphia or whatever to do a podcast.
I don't disagree, but at the same time, you've done radio for a long time. It ain't like you just show up, crack a mic, and have at it. Like, it takes some work to get the whole thing together. I don't know. That was probably the first time in a long time that I looked at Trav and I was like, all right, buddy, you better get it back this year, though. Like, you better get it back. But that's just me.
Yeah, I'm not worried. All right, this hectic day
is going to give it to you.
It's finally coming to a close with What the X. And the first thing that will make you go, yo, man, what the X is going on is OBJ.
Is he signing with somebody?
Oh, so you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, so
what don't I know?
It turns out it was a fake account, a fake Adam Schefter account put out that he had retired.
Did somebody get ad-armed?
Yeah. So,
somebody got ad-armed?
So he is not he has not been happy. He's been there saying, I have not retired. Don't listen to the internet and all that. And it's a thing.
There is a parody account on Twitter that goes by the handle Adarn Schefter, A-D-A-R-N Schefter. It's the same Twitter profile as Adam. It's everything. And in the bolded font, when you go on Twitter, like your handle is in bold, in the bolded font, the R and the N are very close to connecting. So if you are breezing by it without paying attention, it very much looks like Adam Schefter. And annually, as we get closer to the start of the NFL season, Adarn puts up a couple of fake news stories, and he tweets about the exact same way that Adam does every year. Some people got somebody on on air, actively on ESPN, got Adarn Schefter last year. They put the year before that, they put the Adarn Schefter tweet on the TV, and then like 5 minutes later, they had to come back and be like, my bad. None of us, I don't know, called Adam and said, is it you or is it Adarn? He's gotten some names before.
I secretly hope it really is Adam Schefter. Because that would be
it would be the funniest thing in the world.
Would be pretty funny.
I would forgive all of the chaos around Adam. at him if he comes out. He goes, all right, guys, I'm retired. Like to say thank you to everybody who was part of my career. I'd also like to thank all of you jackasses who fell for Adern. Got him. I would. Adam Scheffler would become my favorite journalist on the spot,
and it would be long term, and the
slow burn.
Yeah, which is one of my favorite things. All right, the next thing that's axing is Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, the former president, CEO, owner, whatever you want to call him, of WWE. I don't know if this is why, but this is what I saw. Apparently, he did an interview with somebody.
I believe it was TMZ.
Okay, with somebody, and talked about a lot of stuff. One of the things they asked about, obviously, was Hulk Hogan. And they were like, yo, Hulk did and said a bunch of racist stuff, and then you immediately brought him back to WWE. Now, I have not seen what his answer was for that yet, but apparently it didn't sit right with a lot of people.
He said that Hulk said some racist things, but he had spent a lot of time with Hulk, and he was not a racist. That's just me paraphrasing, but I think it's pretty close. The reason why he's X-ing, though, is... because of his Botox or his plastic.
Oh yeah, no, I'm gonna keep it a buck, I'm gonna get myself in trouble with this. When I saw the picture of him, he looks like a corpse.
Yeah, it's
he looks like a corpse.
It's not good.
Nah.
And the last thing that's X-ing is Joe Hendry.
Joe Hendry is X-ing because we believe in Joe Hendry.
He came out of a refrigerator yesterday. He came out of a lot of things because Ren Sinclair kept saying his name.
I love the gimmick of. Just show up. That's great.
Charlie Dempsey does not like it, so it makes it even better.
NXT is in Spartanburg, South Carolina on September 5th, and I'm gonna keep it a buck. If Joe Hendry shows up on the NXTs between here and there, my decision will be made. I will go. I 1,000% will go. Just one time, I want to tell Joe Hendry, I believe in you. I believe in all of you, and I believe that we will be back on Monday. Off tomorrow, off Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Have a great weekend. Final countdown to college football starts next Monday on The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate. Later!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.